Let's pray. Lord Jesus, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. I'll invite you real quick to turn to page 29 in your worship booklet. I just returned from Africa, as most of you know. And anytime I'm going overseas to work with missionaries, I always ask them, is there something I can bring you? And a lot of times I'll get things like VBS material or Bibles for our house church or whatever it may be. And I got the strangest request ever. I was asked to bring a butterball turkey so that these American families could celebrate Thanksgiving in Uganda. And so I said, I'll do better than that. I brought them two turkeys. Our kitchen did so well, they packed them in these big crates with dry ice, and I traveled all the way to Uganda. And that picture is me kind of handing them off to one of the drivers who was going to take these out to Jinja, so that there's a couple hundred missionaries having Thanksgiving dinner right now because, well, we took some turkeys to them, amen? I love it. Well, this morning, as we gathered this morning between this time of Christ the King Sunday and the beginning of Advent, we're reminded by Paul in Philippians 4 to rejoice, to be thankful. After all, it is Thanksgiving Day. Surely we can find something to be happy about, to laugh about, to rejoice over. Even if you're a turkey, you can have hope that the president will give you a pardon, right? Maybe. What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving? You call him lucky. What is a turkey's favorite dessert? Peach gobbler. You guys are easy. Why did the cranberries turn red? Because they saw the turkey dressing. That's my kid's favorite one. All right, last one. Y'all are easy. Why do the pilgrim's pants keep falling down? Because he wears his belt around his hat. You guys are so easy. I can tell y'all just wanted to get out of the house for a little bit. It's a little tense around the kitchen right now. I know that's why I'm here. I said, sign me up. I'll preach. Just let me get out of the house for a little bit. I love it. Well, here we are. So on today, when everything is supposed to be going right, how do we rejoice in the Lord, as Paul tells us in Philippians 4? To give you some context, this is one of Paul's four prison letters. He had been in prison for quite a while now, and he had church plants all over the known world at that time, and he still wanted to minister to them. And so he found his way to minister was through writing letters. And so this specific letter is the letter he was writing to the church of Philippi. And he says something very interesting to them in verse 4. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. What in the world did Paul have to rejoice about? I mean, think about it. This was always been a head scratcher for me. And I love the kind of thinking that Thomas Cranmer must have put into his picking of the scriptures for us as he placed this scripture right here in the midst between Christ the King Sunday and Advent. I know some of y'all are looking and saying, why is the Advent wreath here? We are not in Advent. You purists are really upset that the Advent's here. I told Barbara not to put it out, and she insisted that we put it out. No, I'm kidding. I asked her to put it out because I wanted to give this picture that we're about to enter the darkness of Advent. And for the next few weeks, as we wait and prepare ourselves for the coming Messiah, and each week we'll light a candle drawing us closer, reminding us that the light of Jesus is coming, but it's not here yet. And today, nothing is lit, reminding us of how dark that prison cell must have been for Paul. And yet Paul finds a reason to rejoice. And he goes on to say in verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all. Why? Because the Lord is near. And because that is true, we can rejoice. Regardless of how dark it is, regardless of what is creating anxiety in you right now, we can rejoice. What is it for you? What's creating angst in your heart today? Perhaps the turkey may be burning as we speak. Perhaps it's that relative that's going to come over and he may something off color and put everybody off. Maybe it's that we'll sit down to dinner and it'll be cold. Or maybe it's something more than the trivial of the day. Maybe it's that test result that came back negative, indicating your cancer has returned. Or that marriage continues to go sideways and it's getting more and more sour every day. Or it's that kid that has run off the ranch and continues to run from home. What is it for you? What is it that has stolen your joy, that is keeping you from rejoicing? Have you told God? Paul goes on in verse 6 to say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation pray and petition with thanksgiving. Present your request to God." In other words, tell him. He's listening. You say, "Jonathan, why do I need to tell him? Doesn't he already know?" Yes, he does. And you tell him, and you telling him has more to do with you than him. You see, healing comes and anxiety is tempered when we call a thing a thing. And that is what prayer is all about. Relationally connecting to God, presenting our fears to him and our joys, knowing that he has it all under control. In fact, Jesus in Matthew 6 says this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Paul is reminding his reader that they are loved and are safe with God because that is true. They are loved and they are safe, and they can rejoice no matter what the circumstance is. And they can claim 1 Peter 5, 7, which says, "Cast all your worries and cares upon Jesus, because he cares for you right now in the midst of whatever it is that's bothering you." Many of you may know Father Aaron Zimmerman. He used to be here several years ago, and he's the rector at St. Albans in Waco. And he once told this story of a dream that he had. And it was a time in his life when he was super stressed and anxious. And one night while he was sleeping, he dreamed of these heavy boulders that were weighing him down, and he saw no way out from under them. And he began to cry out for help. And there in the shadows appeared a man that got brighter as he came nearer. And he said at some point in the dream, he realized that the man was Jesus. And as he got closer, he began to pick up the boulders as if they were pebbles. And he began to place them in his pocket. And then he turned and he said, he looked at Aaron, he looked at me, and he said, he smiled and walked away with the pebbles. Friends, today Jesus wants to lift whatever that boulder is for you. He wants to exchange it with his peace. Paul in verse 7 says, "And the peace of God which transcends or exceeds or surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." Beloved, the one who knows you by name wants to give you peace right now in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your fear, in the midst of your stress, in the midst of that burn-up turkey. Why does he want to do this, you may ask? Because that's what he does for his children. That is what he offers to those who he calls to be his own, who turn to him in prayer and ask for help. You may remember Jesus, when he was leaving earth, left a final promise to his beloved. And this same promise that he left with his disciples, he leaves with you today. And he leaves with me today. Here's what he said as he's floating up to heaven. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." The promise is for you today. Do you want it? Then cry out to him for it. And then come with me to this altar rail and receive afresh and anew his body and his blood. That's for you. And leave those boulders behind. And walk out those doors and rejoice in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we have so much to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day. Amen.